coming up on Thunder Pop.
This is a Thunder Pop Extra. And I'm Stephen Presley, and on this Thunder Pop Extra, I'm joined by the one and only Jazz One. Joining me on the computer screen in front of me via Skype. And we're talking about a really, you know, there's been some good stories that come out of the pandemic. It hasn't been all bad news. There's even a YouTube channel that launched via The Office star John Krasinski called Some Good News. And actually, this story would be really good. He's actually about to end. He's going to do his eighth episode. He's going to take a break from doing that YouTube channel show, Some Good News, SGN. But this would have been a really good story for SGN, this story here. So Jazz recently, and he kind of started to talk a little bit about Spider-Man on our last podcast on episode 125, or the podcast that's about to come up, actually, 125. We got into it a little bit, but Jazz figured out a way. He's got a Darth Vader helmet. He's got you could see kind of a little bit there to his corner. He's also brought this in before when we did a Spider-Man episode into the Thunderpop Dome, and you can see it to his other shoulder, a black Spider-Man mask. And you recently kind of had an epiphany, I guess, of sorts about how to use your Spider-Man mask to really help out some people during what's been sort of a kind of really a dark time. And we'll get right back to that here in one moment. Thunder Pop. It's time for Thunder Pop. All right, Jazz, kind of reset things for us a little bit.
I have the Spider-Man mask. It's the Lycra. I mean, it's near movie accurate type style. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, with all the quarantine and wearing masks in stores, I was like, man, can I wear this thing out in public? Like, if there's any time that you can do that, I kind of figured that now, you know. So it's like I've been wanting to go, like, Walgreens or something with my Spider-Man mask or the Vader mask. Mm-hmm. But so I was joking about that with someone. And then later that day, my friend Donnie Dye, Donnie Dye.
Donnie Dye, by the way, is a great name. Donnie Dye. Is that his actual name?
Yeah, it is.
It's a great name.
He does 4-hour automotive. He's incredible mechanic, great prices, honest. Like, he's solid people. Mm-hmm. But he put, notice out. He has a fire truck. He's got several different vehicles.
He actually owns an actual fire truck.
Yeah, he has a fire truck that he rents out to movie productions. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what movies it's been in. But some people have reached out to him about doing some of these drive-by birthday parades,
which has been become a big thing during the pandemic, during the quarantine. For these kids not being able to have their actual, like, birthday parties at home that they're used to having, this has become a really cool trend.
Oh, yeah. So it was like, you mentioned it was the birthday party, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, was for a 13-year-old kid that's dealing with autism, and said his favorite character was Spider-Man. And I'm like, I hit him up. I was like, okay, you got a Spider-Man? He's like, no. I was like, I think I got you. You know, I've got a good mask. You know, it's not the traditional red and blue, but I figure, you know, between the long sleeve, you know, tee and the black and gray Spider-Man mask, it's not the Miles Morales. It's more the Spider-Man 3 mask, if that helps. Mm-hmm. Went to his house. Stuck out to Leander. There was a staging area. I think there was a neighborhood, neighbor that's also a cop. So this little parade was like led by, you know, a police vehicle. And then I guess family and friends of family. There was like about 10. And then like the fire truck I was in was the very last thing. And it was like, and I had to climb up the side of it, then across the ladder and into the bucket. And then, trying to avoid low limbs while trying to get over to, you know, the street where the house is on. And we go by, man. I'm oddly watched the Spider-Verse movie the night before without knowing what I was going to be doing the next day. So it was like I was doing my best to, like, be in character and, like, move like Spider-Man, you know. And so I made, like, two laps around the block, you know. So the neighbors were out watching, waving. It was funny seeing people in other cars noticing and stuff. But just, you know, really, really fun thing to do. You know, it was like, you know, Jazzy really enjoyed, you know, getting out and kind of performing, you know, being in performer mode. No, man, you know, part of me was like really happy to, you know, give this kid a memorable birthday during like really trying times. Yeah. But like, man, my inner 9-year-old like was like, I'm on a fire truck, you know, like I'm climbing around a fire truck and I'm a superhero for a day.
You're having a blast. You can tell you're having a blast up there. And you make a you made a TikTok while you're on the with the Spider-Man theme music.
Yeah, when, like, the first block, I found a Spider-Man theme song on TikTok, record a video, and just barely avoid some tree limbs and stuff. And, yeah, it was it felt really good to do. It was one of those things I really never expected when I woke up that morning. By that evening, I've played Spider-Man in a parade.
The costume looks great for the costume party at the Prince's castle.
She knows. I told her.
He didn't tell me. I figured it out.
But yeah, it was really awesome. I'm glad I did it. Donnie, he's great too. Have a feeling at some time I'll be breaking out the Vader mask and a cape and like
saber. Oh yeah.
Go out and dork out and do that too. But like I said, you know, I mean, there's so much stress in the world. There's so much, I don't know, just dealing with all the, you know, virus and all this heavy stuff, you know, to give a kid a memorable birthday, man, that meant a lot to me.
You know, a funny weird story, speaking of Darth Vader and speaking of fulfilling kids' dreams, when I was a kid, this was definitely pre-Empire Strikes Back, but it was after New Hope had come out. I was a huge Star Wars fan already. And they had a thing at the mall randomly. You know when you'd go to the mall and you'd see Santa Claus as a kid?
You would
go tell Santa Claus what you want. You go sit on Santa Claus's lap and you ask Santa Claus what you want for Christmas. And it was a big thing. Well, they had an event at the mall, at my local mall. And this was before we lived in Austin. We were actually living in Illinois, where my dad's from at the time. And it was before I would have started second grade. They had a thing at the mall where kids could go see Darth Vader. And they had a Darth, it was like, it says Santa Claus, you go see Darth Vader at the mall. And I can't remember everything about it because I was so young. I just remember this happening and this was a thing. And I don't even know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast. But how now, looking back on it, it's one of the things in hindsight that is cool, but also kind of weird at the same time, that you could get taking kids to the mall to go see Darth Vader. And they had a really, what I remember being, and maybe it was a little bit more impressive to me back then, but I remember it being a pretty impressive cosplay of Darth Vader at the time, where they even seemed to have a voice figured out as well that sounded sort of like the Darth Vader from the movie. But maybe that's just my memory. Maybe it wasn't quite as impressive as it actually was. But they took us, my dad took me, and we got a soda and a hot dog, and then we went to go see Darth Vader at the mall, and I sat on Darth Vader's lap, and I remember talking to Darth Vader as a kid at the mall. And see, and if this had happened in the internet era, during the internet, there would have been some video to prove it. That would have been on YouTube, so I could have showed someone. You know, there's no footage of it. There's no Instagram of it because my dad doesn't have a smartphone, so nobody recorded it. So there's nothing. It's just everything is just going off my memory. But it's the most ridiculous thing to think. Now I'm thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like somebody at the mall decided, let's have a Darth Vader day at the mall, and kids could come and see Darth Vader. I don't. I don't know. They didn't have, in 2020, they didn't have a Kylo Ren day where kids could come and see Kylo Ren at the mall. I think more likely they would have wanted to see maybe Rey. If there was a Rey day at the mall, that might have been kind of cool. Even if it had been a lookalike of Rey, you might have gone to the mall to take pictures with Rey at the mall. I don't know. But Kylo, I don't know. It was kind of amusing at the time, though. Even back then, I thought, even back then, it was kind of like, what the fuck are we doing? We're going to You're taking your kids to see Darth Vader at the mall.
Turn to the dark side and join me.
I'll never join you! You killed my father!
No, Luke. I am your father.
That's not true!
But anyway, yeah, that's a special moment. That is awesome. You rode on a fire truck before? Was this, you had done it as a kid, I'm sure?
No. And the funny thing, man, was like when we were going around the neighborhood for like two laps around, you know, the block or whatever, man, it was like I was in the bucket of it.
Yeah.
So it's just like trying to like stay in character,
yeah,
but also trying not to fall, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, then also I'm like, man, I might as well shoot some video of this too.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
It was an amazing experience. It was one of those, man, one of those Austin moments where I had no idea when I woke up that was going to happen, but I'm glad it did.
It's not every day that, I mean, you absolutely get some footage of that if you can. It's not every day that you're on a fire truck in a Spider-Man costume.
Hey, maybe if I can get a wig, I can be Chubby Thor.
that's next, isn't it?
Thor, he's back. That kid on the TV just called me a dickhead again.
Noobmaster, hey, it's Thor again. You know, the God of Thunder? Listen, buddy, if you don't log off this game immediately, I'm going to fly over to your house, come down to that basement you're hiding in, rip off your arms, and shove them up your butt!
The Thor in-game cosplay.
Yeah, get a robe, you know.
Do the whole...
Maybe a wig.
You can work your way around the Marvel Universe a little bit and the different characters and whatnot.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, I have a Thor hammer if you need to borrow it, sitting here. Not just a
which
little
one?
I have the Thor hammer if you need to borrow it.
Oh, yeah, I've used that.
Mm-hmm. We have that here somewhere in the studio. So it's available if you need to borrow an accessory for the Thor cosplay. I like it. Yeah. I might have to get me a costume and come out and do one with y'all. That sounds like a blast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, if you want to check that out, some of the video that Jazz is talking about he shot is on TikTok, and you can find it at his TikTok, which is Jazzy.
Jazzy with an IE, Jazzy Wonder 2, the numeral 2.
Yeah.
But I also uploaded it to Instagram at Jazz1 and Twitter, also at Jazz1, all spelled out, JAZZONE.
Awesome. Yeah, so check it out. It's a fun video to watch it. And it's got the Spider-Man theme music, which was on TikTok, available to use. And that's fun stuff. And good for your friend. He's doing some good stuff. And I know it was in the local news here in Austin. It made it on at least one news channel. Y'all's trip out to do that the other day.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some. I can't remember which station, but they're getting some video from it. And yeah, looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it was the one I saw was KXAN, local NBC News that had done some coverage on it. So, wait, you got another? Have you all got another birthday parade scheduled soon in the near future?
I don't know if he reaches out and I have the time and I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, you know, feeling good, you know, helping other people, you know, doing something very small that's big to someone. Now I'm down to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You have the Batman. Can you do a DC? Do you have a Batman mask?
Man, I need one.
Yeah, it would seem like something you would have. You would have the Batman.
Man, my Saints bar, man, my Saints crew.
Yeah,
we're talking about doing a superhero Sunday, and just everybody showing up in like black and gold, like superhero stuff.
That would be a good theme to do a Batman tie-in with the Saints gear.
Who that man?
The black and gold. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Who that man?
Well, you know, because of New Orleans having all the old buildings, it has a little bit of that got in the old cemeteries over in the Garden District. It's got a little bit of the Gotham City vibe.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like I would think. I don't know if they've ever filmed any Batman stuff there, but it would be a great place to film for Batman.
Oh, absolutely.
I know they use Chicago quite a bit in The Dark Knight, most of the filming, and some Pittsburgh too was used in The Dark Knight, like the football stadium, the infamous football scene with Bane was, I believe, in Pittsburgh.
I didn't realize that.
At the Steelers stadium, yeah, yeah. All right, well, there you go, everyone. There's a TP Extra. I want to thank Jazz One. Bravo to you guys. It's a great story, and you're doing some really good work out there for everyone. And I wouldn't mind doing one with you all sometime. I'm going to find me a good costume. And is Captain Badass too vulgar for the young kids? It might be.
Maybe for the right kid, though.
Yeah. Yeah, if you think it might work, we could maybe do a Captain Badass for an appearance. Captain Badass is about to make a comeback soon. I'm working on some stuff.
That's what I hear.
Huh? Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, some TikToks are coming soon.
The world needs more badassery.
Yeah, yeah. Badass is going to take his own shot against coronavirus. It's coming soon. Thank you, Jazz. Everyone, see you soon. Thunderpop Extra. And this has been a Thunderpop Extra.